Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Today's topic, blueberries, strawberries, blackberries, and choke cherries. One of our great family pastimes in the summer months of harvesting, used in ceremonies and following the teachings of our ancestors, we're not only harvesting for food, but also for the medicinal support of our bodies to receive from Mother Earth. There are so many benefits of the blueberry. I recall going blueberry picking with my grandma, Martha. I had very little in my bucket. I mean, very little. And it seemed it never went higher than about a quarter of the bucket, if even that. I am sure my tongue was pure blue. I love my grandma. Bless her and the Great Spirit, God and Jesus, for all the love she gave me and the things she taught me, and all the great yummy summer days with blueberries. The wild blueberry is highly regarded by our ancestors because of the blossom of its flower, which forms a five-pointed star. Is said to be a gift from the Great Spirit to fill the stomachs of the children during the times of winter and other needs. As for the berries, we're harvesting them for food as well as medicinal properties. And with this food, we can them for future use. We can make them into jellies, jams, pies. We can make breads. Cranberry bread. I love cranberry bread. Now, onward to the topic of thought and the healing qualities of our berries. Blueberries, they support heart disorders, stress on the heart brought about by aging, and degenerative diseases. The blueberries also assist with the cognitive brain functions of thinking and interacting with nerve cells and stimulating the regeneration of brain cells. Assisting with your brain power. This gives support in the declining brain function experienced with Alzheimer's disease and other diseases related with the aging concerns of the brain. So blueberries are fantastic for the brain, along with being supportive as laxative properties to cleanse and improve the blood circulation. Blueberries have a positive effect on the urinary tract, assisting with urinary tract infections, giving extra support to protect the eyes from cataracts and glaucoma. Blueberries also aid with past menopausal osteoporosis. And so that is fantastic with our bone health. It's a pure thought that the reasons our ancestors were so healthy is the balance with nature and their healthy eating and active lifestyles really maintained a positive atmosphere and positive balance. We have a lot to learn from the blueberry and a lot to eat with the blueberry and a lot to be thankful for with the blueberry. It helps us with our eyes, our urinary tract, our blood, our bones, our brain, quite a bit. The fruit of the blueberry was eaten to treat scurvy and diarrhea and fever blisters as well. We have some more. Blueberries are also effective in treating varicose veins, hemorrhoids, and peptic ulcers. There's a lot of things that these blueberries do, so it's quite amazing. And we also use our blueberries with in our ceremony dishes. We're thankful for the blueberries and the tea that we can make and the cakes and the patties and the jams and jellies and to eat them fresh off the brush. It's fantastic. Can you believe all the medicinal properties in blueberries? It's absolutely amazing, which is a great natural support system for our body's needs to remain healthy and strong throughout our years of aging. They also function as antioxidants and anti-inflammatory compounds inside our bodies, which really help with the issues of aging. Its berries hold tons of therapeutic properties. The blueberry is a good source of vitamin C and E and contains high levels of iron and dietary fiber and a valuable amount of nutrients that our bodies could use. tea made from the plant's leaves is used as a tonic to cleanse the blood from toxins, as well as used to treat hypoglycemia. Tea made from the root is supportive as a relaxant during childbirth. Blueberries are fantastic for treating a bladder infection naturally. Blueberry leaves and diabetes. A decoction of the leaves of the blueberry has a long history in the treatment of diabetes. Blueberries increase capillary strength, inhibit tissue damage, and improve the tone of the circulatory system, which makes blueberries great for your heart. Now, with everything that we put into our body, everything goes in with moderation. Or we may feel ill effects from a little too much of anything. And so, along with blueberries, they're known to be a laxative. So avoid those if you're having diarrhea. And blueberry extract can also interfere with insulin. And so a lot of people with diabetes always check to make sure that you're taking your proper medications, exercise, food intake, and decreasing your stress level. And any herbal support you're checking with your doctor and coinciding those together. Our next thought is the strawberry. And the strawberry, and as the blueberry, I'm sure we all have picked the strawberry at some point in our life. And how could you not when you pass those yummy little things on the forest ground? I love the berries with ice cream and chocolate. Mm. Love those. So our medicinal actions of the strawberry is that it is beneficial and supportive for gout, used as a liver tonic. It boosts skin internally. It helps with the digestive system when it's upset, assists in diarrhea, and used as a mild laxative. And also improving your digestive system. Both the leaves and the fruit of strawberry are used. The woody fiber of the watery plant is easily digestible. In feverish conditions, the fruit was used often, and it was also used for kidney stones. The berries are supportive for gout. The root is an astringent and used in diarrhea. The leaves have the same property. The strawberry is very useful as a cosmetic. The strawberry fruit removes discoloration of the teeth, whitening the teeth. The juice of the strawberry allowed to remain on your teeth for about 5 minutes and then brushed away with warm water. A cut strawberry rubbed over the face immediately after washing will whiten the skin and remove slight sunburn. For a bad sunburn, rub the juice into the skin of the strawberry and leave it on for a half hour, and then you wash it off with warm water. You can also add some aloe to your face after your rinse, which will help you heal from a sunburn. Strawberries are fantastic. Who would have knew that you could use them for a cosmetic? We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.